Back at Scavenger, we like to joke that with 7 game dynamics, you can get anyone to do anything. And so today I'm going to show you 4, because I hope to have a competitive advantage at the end of this still. So the first one, it's a very simple game dynamic. It's called the appointment dynamic. And this is a dynamic in which to succeed, players have to do something at a predefined time, generally at a predefined place. And these dynamics are a little scary sometimes because you think, you know, other people can be using forces that will manipulate how I interact, what I do, where I do it, when I do it. That this sort of loss of free will that occurs in games can be frightening. So with each dynamic, I'm going to give 3 examples. One that shows how this is already being used in the real world, so you can sort of rationalize it a little bit. One that shows it in what we consider a conventional game. I think everything is a game, but this is sort of more of a, you know, what you would think is a game played on a, you know, a board or on a computer screen. And then one, how this can be used for good. So we can see that these forces can really be very powerful. So the first one, the most famous appointment dynamic in the world, is something called happy hour. I just recently dropped out of Princeton and actually ended up for the first time in a bar, and I saw these happy hour things all over the place, right? And this is simply an appointment dynamic. Come here at a certain time, get your drinks half off. To win, all you have to do is show up at the right place at the right time. This game dynamic is so powerful that it doesn't just influence our behavior, it's influenced our entire culture. And that's a really scary thought, that one game dynamic can change things so powerfully. It also exists in more conventional game forms. I'm sure you've all heard of Farmville by now. If you haven't, I recommend playing it. You won't do anything else for the rest of your day. Farmville has more active users than Twitter. It's incredibly powerful, and it has this dynamic where you have to return at a certain time to water your crops, fake crops, or they wilt. And this is so powerful that when they tweak their stats, when they say your crops wilt after 8 hours or after 6 hours or after 24 hours, it changes the life cycle of 70 million some people during the day. They will return like clockwork at different times. So if they wanted the world to end, if they wanted productivity to stop, they could make this a 30-minute cycle and no one could do anything else. Right? That's a little scary. But this can also be used for good. This is a local company called Vitality, and they've created a product to help people take their medicine on time. Right? That's an appointment. It's something that people don't do very well. And they have these glow caps which, you know, flash and email you and do all sorts of cool things to remind you to take your medicine. This is one that isn't a game yet, but really should be. You should get points for doing this on time. You should lose points for not doing this on time. They should consciously recognize that they've built an appointment dynamic and leverage the games. And then you can really achieve good in some interesting ways.